I recently was in the kitchen cooking, and my daughter came to the island, and she who was very distraught. And I said, "Mangalo, what's wrong?" She said, "Dad, this girl in her school, this girl posted something on Snapchat and tagged all of her friends, and it was untrue." And it made Mangalo very upset. She was so upset. And she just kept talking. She was not even barely able to figure out what she was going to have for breakfast. Dad, this, I can't believe it. Very emotional. She's 14. I said, Mangala, what are you going to do about it? She said, Dad, I'm going to go on Snapchat. I'm going to go on Instagram. I'm going to tell everybody this is not true. I'm going to go to school, tell all my friends, all this stuff. So that was her impulse. And that was her unconscious wanting to go out, right? So then I said, No, Mangala, that's not what I mean. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do about how you feel? What are you going to do about what is happening inside of you? Because I said, sweetheart, no matter, you can go to Instagram, you can go to Snapchat, you can go to school and proclaim to everyone this is untruth. I said, does it resolve what's happened inside, though? She looked down, she thought. So then I turned around and I'm cooking, cooking. And I turned and she disappeared. I thought, oh, that's good. Okay, cool. So maybe 10 minutes later, Mangala shows up. She crosses her arms, puts her chin on the island. She said, Daddy. I said, yeah, sweetheart. She said, how come meditation works so well? I said, well, why do you ask? She said, because I'm not upset at Eleni anymore. I'm not upset at this girl anymore. Dad, I don't need to go onto Snapchat. I don't need to tell my friends. I know who I am, and I know what the truth is. We are constantly looking to deepen the understanding that we have of ourselves. We're constantly look to extend our awareness more deeply with who we are and in relation to our families and our children. The principle, the niyama, swadhyaya, outlined in the Yoga Sutra, is a really beautiful concept to look at when looking to deepen the awareness and our understanding of who we are. The definition is self-study. What do we do? What can we do to study ourselves more thoroughly? There's three concepts that I think are really helpful to understand how we bring swadhyaya, this sense of self-study, into our lives. Number one, we need to take an inventory. What it means, you're going to figure out where you are, what's going on, what's happening internally. You know, there may be external factors, but we're more focused on the internal space. What are the feelings? What are the emotions? What's the sense? And once we know that, then we're at a place where we can begin to decide, make a decision, what's next? What can happen? The second point in this is what unconsciously, what impulse is moving us in a certain direction. So, for example, I feel sad. My impulse is to withdraw, for example. Well, what we want to do is figure out then what those unconscious habits are that are not helping us understand ourselves more, but rather continuing to mask our greater selves, to mask our self-understanding. Okay? And that's where the third one comes in. The third application to practice Swadhyaya isn't choosing an action, choosing an understanding, choosing a practice that is going to help bring about more equanimity and more balance and move us closer to ourselves. Okay, so three components. Take an inventory, assess what the habitual impulse is to move from. I feel sad, I want to do this. And the third is, now choose wisely from your repertoire of skills that's going to help you move in a certain direction of understanding, self-understanding, increased self-awareness.